Late last month, Massachusetts General Hospital convened its team that handles special crises, and that was because of the danger that the hospital might run out of a life-saving immune system treatment. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports on this drug shortage that's leaving patients in limbo.
For the last 8 years, Leslie McGregor from Newton has been getting intravenous infusions every month. The treatment is called immunoglobulin, and it bolsters her defective immune system with concentrated infection-fighting antibodies from healthy donors.
If I don't get it, I have very low blood antibody levels, and I get bad infections
of the lungs or the skin, bad enough to land in the hospital. She could also face an autoimmune flare-up of agonizing nerve pain.
And when it erupts, it makes me feel like my feet and legs are being dipped in boiling oil.
McGregor's latest infusion was scheduled for the end of June at Mass General. 5 days before, her doctor called and told her that she would only be able to get half her usual dose and that her scheduled appointments for the next 6 months were all canceled. She'll have to try to do at-home immunoglobulin injections with added risks, she says.
Mass General has been a wonderful and expert, dependable, safe place for me to go with multiple chronic severe medical conditions for 15 years. This doesn't fit with their profile.
Really, it's within the last couple of weeks that it's become a critical shortage across the whole country.
Dr. Paul Bittinger is the hospital's chief of emergency preparedness.
We don't really know why the shortage exists, which is incredibly frustrating, but it really affects a large number of patients, from neonatal patients to cancer patients to immunology patients, transplant patients.
In the hospital's busy pharmacy, ground zero for the shortage, Director John Marshall says a 22-day supply is now on hand.
Which is remarkably good considering we were at a much shorter stock level even a few days ago.
So you got some in.
We got some in, and we've been able to work with clinicians across service lines to conserve, to minimize waste, and to identify other therapeutic alternatives for patients as clinically appropriate.
IV immunoglobulin shortages have been cropping up sporadically around the country for months, says John Boyle, president of the Immune Deficiency Foundation, a national nonprofit. But lately, a trickle has turned into a stream of reports that clusters of dozens of patients are being told there's not enough on hand for them to come in for their usual infusions.
And in a lot of cases, whoever's administering it is not really giving them a plan B. It's more of a stay tuned and we'll do what we can when we can.
The longer someone who needs immunoglobulin goes without it, the greater the danger, he says.
It's frightening because our lives depend on it. Without immunoglobulin, we get sick. We get sicker and sicker. And some of our conditions, mine included, mean that if I don't get immunoglobulin, you know, I'm not going to be around.
Boyle sees the steadily rising demand for immunoglobulin as the main factor in the shortage. It's being used for more and more conditions, some with official approval and lots of evidence, some off-label and with little evidence. The manufacturers also blame rising demand, says Michael Gagno from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, which has been tracking the shortage. But that's a 15-year trend, not a sudden spike. So why a sharp shortage now?
Well, we don't exactly know, and that's part of the problem with shortages in the United States. We don't have complete transparent information.
Two manufacturing sites have had recent quality issues, he says, and there's a limited supply of the donated human blood plasma that immunoglobulin is made from in a process that takes months.
Takeda recognizes the seriousness of this situation and is working continuously to ensure the availability of our products.
One of the several large makers of immunoglobulin treatments is Takeda Pharmaceutical, whose immunology unit is based in Cambridge. Spokeswoman Cassandra Carr says the increased demand and the lengthy manufacturing process have led to a very tight supply and even interruptions for some products. Takeda is trying to collect more human blood plasma and is expanding its manufacturing, she says.
You know, addressing the needs of the people who rely on our therapies is our top priority.
But the shortage is not expected to end soon. Mass General has been told it could last a year, says Bittinger, the chief of emergency preparedness. Hospitals are used to dealing with dozens of drug shortages at a time, he says, but this one is looking unusually long and hard. Patients will be at risk because they have to get lower or less frequent doses than they need.
And that's hard for us to deal with. I think it's really frustrating for those of us in medicine that we realize how tenuous our supply chain is, that there is no safety net.
A group of Boston area hospitals are planning to confer this week to discuss how to work together to deal with the shortage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.